Well, first of all, I mean, we know the Raptors have announced that Siakam's had surgery and that there's usually a five-month rehab period. What's your understanding of when he might, understanding none of us are doctors, but what's your understanding of when he might be good to go to the point where he can practice with the team and maybe get some time on the court? What's the most optimistic time frame for him?
I'm thinking you pretty much got to be looking at probably the 1st of December before he plays. If you give him 5 months from now to rehab and get through it, then you've missed training camp, you missed the preseason, you got to get up to speed with the rest of your teammates. I think you're looking probably the 2nd or 3rd week in November, 1st week in December before you play a game.
Doug, you know, one of the things that that Blair and I were talking about in the opening segment was, like, do you have any intel on what the team knew? And Chris Black of Sportsnet put out what's certainly like an eye-opening stat of how many minutes Pascal played in the 8 games prior to when they say he was injured. Like, do we have a sense of whether he told the team and he tried to play through it, or what they knew or didn't know?
My sense is he got hurt in that game in Memphis, or game in Washington, or game against Memphis on May 8th. That's when he got hurt. And I saw that he played, 37 and a half minutes for 8 games before that. Well, that's about normal. I don't think that's a couple minutes more than normal. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying a conspiracy that wear and tear caused him to get hurt one game late in the season. Injuries happen, and they happen in fluke circumstances. They happen. I don't think any repetitive stress injury, repetitive stress situation caused this injury for when it occurred. I think he got hurt. It's a fluke. He got hurt in May, and he had surgery in June.
Does this have any impact on how the Raptors approach the offseason? At least initially, would you add a little depth at that position? Understanding, as you said, you know, he could be back the first week of December. You're just kind of. You know, deal with it until he comes back.
I think you can deal with it, Jeff. I think you've got Chris Boucher, who they're grooming to be a power forward, should be fine to go. You might have guys like Brissett, maybe Freddie Gillespie, who can fill in a few minutes there. I think OG Anunoby could be a backup four. I don't think it changes what they have to do, which is find some depth at the 2-3. I think personally, starting two guard, and maybe some center depth. But I think they can muddle through for a month with a combination of Boucher, probably Gillespie, and they'll be okay. I don't think they'll be great, but I think this doesn't affect what they have to do in the summer that much at all.
All right, Doug, let me throw two things by you. One, and I think every Raptors fan would root for this, it would be amazing if they could somehow get into the top three of the lottery. Just given who those three players are, it really would be significant. If they somehow got Cade Cunningham, I honestly think it would be a franchise-changing moment, but you can't root for that. So that's one. Second one, I'm totally stealing this from Eric Carine of The Athletic, who wrote about this the other day. Do you see, Doug, any possibility that if Serge Ibaka opts out of his player option in Los Angeles, and it's been a very weird year for Serge, injuries, et cetera. The Clippers now look like maybe they're going down against the Jazz. You see any scenario where Masai and company would be like, we miscalculated, we made a mistake, Serge, we'd love you to come back for 2 years, and here's the number we'll pay?
I think they'll certainly make that call, Richard. I think Serge, I don't know whether Serge will opt out given the way this year went. You have that money guaranteed for you if you opt in, and you're coming off the season where you barely played because you hurt a lot. So I'm not sure he'll opt out, but if he does, I think the Raptors would be foolish not to make a call, and I'm pretty sure they will. There wasn't a lot of ill will when he left. You know, they didn't come to terms. They didn't want to go to second year here, and everybody understood that. But I don't think there was enough ill will to preclude any conversation from happening. Now, what the number is for 33-year-old Serge Ibaka coming off a year where he barely played, I'm sure his number is going to be a lot different than a Raptors number, and there's going to be a lot of negotiations in there. Yeah.
Doug, speaking of the other playoff series, the Bucks won last night. Do you feel any more confident in their ability to win that series as a result of that win, or was that just sort of the inevitable postponed?
No, that it's it's inevitably delayed the series by 2 days. And Bucks are not going to win another game. They're just not playing well enough, and their coach isn't good enough to adapt. And he hasn't been for years. And I've said that for a long time, that as good as Mike Budenholzer may be as a regular season coach, he doesn't have the creativity and the willingness or ability to adapt in a postseason series. We saw it here. We saw it last year with Miami. We're seeing it this year with Brooklyn. I think the Bucks are toast, and I think it's bad for Canada. I think Giannis will now be in Victoria.
I hadn't thought of that, Doug. Thanks for that.
That is true. It's one guy you don't want in that mini tournament. So, Doug, I'm with you. I think the Nets are moving on. I don't quite frankly think that that next series is going to be that challenge for them. I know Philly finished ahead of them, but with Embiid's health, I'm not necessarily buying the Sixers as a juggernaut. Do you think, this could be, depending on who gets out of the West, this could be the beginning of a bit of a dominant couple of years for the Nets, right? Because to me, if you're going to try to pick them off, I think I always thought year one would be the year to pick them off with chemistry, sort of the guys trying to figure out who they are. But a healthy Kevin Durant, who looks like the best player in the league again, Kyrie, a healthy Harden, who I assume will be healthy next year, and then Joe Harris and some other pieces, like that's a tough team. That team is a finals team, I think, for the next couple of years.
Yeah, they're really, really good. And the thing is, all the other guys, the Jeff Greens, the Blake Griffins, the Mike Jameses, they've got them on such cheap deals that they're just going to, even if they re-up them with their money that they got now, they're still going to be just really good. Right? And that is, if you're going to get them, you're going to get them this year. And I don't know, I don't think Philly can get them. I don't think Philly can get Atlanta, personally. I think that's going to be a very, very long and very, very good series. But, yeah, Brooklyn is set up to be really good for a really long time. And I swear, if we don't get Chris Paul against Blake Griffin in NBA Finals, we've been cheated.